to Babes in Voiceland. We're so glad you've joined us. Get ready to laugh your cares away. You know, a lot can change in 47 years. Can you imagine trying to catch up with all of it? Thank heavens, each episode in this marathon gets us closer.
And guess what?
What?
Now you have a chance to catch up by listening to Marathon number 2 of 47 years. Enjoy.
Previously on an episode of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. The girls just traveled from the hospital to their parents' home. Sandy and their mom were beginning to acclimate Janice to the world of 2017. Hey, Jan, while I'm searching for Star Trek on the TV for you and Mom's making lunch, why don't you go into your room and look around? Mom and Dad haven't changed a thing. It's just as you left it.
Yeah, it will make me feel so much better.
Jan walked into her room and immediately felt safe, warm, and cozy.
Oh, Teddy, you're still here. Oh, and my black light posters are on my wall. Man, that's groovy. And my record player and albums? Oh, let's see. Beatles, Monkees, Dave Clark, Five, Elvis, and Jefferson Airplane. God, they are so psychedelic. I think I'll turn on my black lights later and listen to them.
Meanwhile, in the other room...
Hey, Mom, I know Jan will be fine, and I know we can get her caught up to the current times, but what's she gonna do?
Oh, what do you mean, Sandy?
Well, I was thinking that I could give her a job at my company. I know I can find something she'll enjoy doing.
Now, don't you worry about that. It's going to take a while for her to adjust, and in the meantime, she'll be fine right here at home with your dad and I. That's so sweet of you to think of getting her a job, and I'm sure when the time is right, she'll fit right in.
Hey guys, check it out. My lava lamp still works. But hey, my phone is gone. Somebody stole my phone. I remember everything in my room, and my phone is at the top of my list. Where is it? Who took it?
By now, Jan is back in the living room and very upset about her phone.
Jan, Mom got rid of the analog home phone years ago. She and Dad just use their cell phones now.
What? What does some girl named Anna Log have to do with my phone?
Well, dear, no one called the home phone anymore, so we just got rid of it. The cell phones are much nicer, and we can take them in our pocket. We'll call Daddy a little later. Remember, he's on the drive back from his fishing trip with Uncle Lloyd.
The cell phones are like little computers, Jan. You can do anything with them. Remember when I showed you my phone in the hospital?
So some goofy girl named Anna Log made an invention and made everyone get rid of their phones and buy new ones? Well, that's crazy. I loved my phone. Can I just get another one?
First, there is no one named Anna Log. And no, sorry, you can't get a new one. They don't make your old prince's phone anymore.
What? You mean everyone had to get this little skinny cigarette pack looking thing? How's anyone going to answer my phone if I'm not there?
No need. They all have voicemail.
You can't mail your voice. And I had a little address book next to it. That's gone too.
Voicemail is like a modern day answering machine built into the cell phone. The phones also have a section for contacts.
Machines answer the phones? And contacts? Well, what do you mean? You mean like contacts for your eyes so you can see better? Or the medicine, like give your cold the contact. Well, and what about my address book?
No. It's all a computer.
Compute who? You keep saying compute her.
Oh, for God's sakes, Jan.
Hey, don't tell me for God's sakes. You are very confusing, Sandy.
Hold on, girls. Janice, look at me. See, this is my cell phone because it runs on power called cellular. Watch what Sandy taught me to do. Siri, what is the temperature in Los Angeles right now?
The temperature in Los Angeles is 78 degrees, with a 30% chance of rain later this evening.
Mom, don't do that. It scares me. Holy crap. Does that thing see me too? Where's that lady that's talking? Is she in Los Angeles? How does she know the weather there? You can only know the weather from the TV or the radio or the newspaper.
Wow, Mom, we really do have a lot to teach her. Jan, listen, let's sit down and watch Star Trek for a while. Just chill out, watch TV, and settle back with an old show that's familiar to you. I'll get your favorite furry slippers from your room.
Jan sat in amazement as Sandy joined her on the couch and taught her how to work the remote control, explained the difference between cable TV and satellite companies, showed her the on-screen guide, as back in the day there were only about 13 channels, and tried desperately to explain why there are no more rabbit ears with tin foil on them.
Sandy, I just can't believe that there's no antenna on the roof anymore, and I just can't dig it that you have to pay for TV. It should be free.
Well, tell you what. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out to Sears and buy you a TV for your room that's bigger than Mom and Dad's, and it'll be a brand new model called a smart TV, so you can get any song you want to hear without using your record player.
Sears, now that's a store I remember. Oh, can I go with to pick it out? I have no idea how a TV can be either smart or dumb, but I can't wait to learn.
Of course you can. We'll have a great time, and we'll swing by a couple of your favorite places, and I'll take you to a new place for your favorite food, pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Tune in again to learn what's next in Jan's discovery of the world 47 years later.
I loved that episode, especially the part about her room and all the records from high school.
Right, and cell phones versus analog. That was so funny. Well, let's see what'll happen in the next episode.
Previously on an episode of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. The girls arrived at their parents' home where they both lived as children. It was an amazing afternoon teaching Janice about all the changes there. Today, Sandy is taking her sister Janice out to buy her a brand new TV and take her to lunch for pizza.
Okay, Jan, here we are back in the car. First stop, Sears for a brand new TV for your room.
I was thinking, Sandy, we should have just looked at the catalog.
What catalog?
The Sears catalog. We could have picked out the TV and had it delivered by the Sears truck, because it might not fit in this little car of yours.
God, I haven't thought of Sears catalogs in years and years. You know, they don't make them anymore, and they don't have their own trucks either. They use UPS and FedEx.
So you can't shop at home anymore? Gee, that doesn't sound like progress. I've been in a coma for 47 years, and there's no more home shopping?
Oh, everyone shops at home, but they do it online.
Where do they line up? Seems to me that you still have to leave your house to line up somewhere. I don't get it.
It's the age of computers, Jan. Tell you what, I'll teach you all about it next week. You can shop at practically any store from home. In fact, a lot of the brick-and-mortar stores are closing. Well, here we are.
Hey, I thought Sears was on Cicero Avenue. Where are we?
Most stores are in the malls now.
What? They moved them all?
No, it didn't happen all at once. But over the years, the malls have become more convenient. Oh, by the way, sorry, but Montgomery Ward's, which I know was your favorite store, is out of business.
Sandy took Janice into Sears, bought her a 60-inch 4K TV with all the extras she could find, and then they went for pizza.
Arrivederci.
Well, pizza is still pizza. Here's some cash, Jan. I'll get us a table and you can order and pay. It's good for you to talk to people again.
Holy cow. Look at these hot guys working here. I wonder if I should ask him out. Oh, even though I've been unconscious, I'm not dead. I mean, romance for me is long overdue.
Well, there's a problem here. Janice thinks she's still 17 and is interested in the young men working behind the counter. She really does picture herself as she was back in 1970. She's batting her eyes and running her finger along the counter as she says,
Excuse me, I'd like to order a pizza.
Okay, lady.
I'll have mushroom and sausage with double cheese. Large, please. I haven't had pizza in quite a while. By the way, what's your name? Are you dating anyone?
Huh?
Well, I hope I'm not being too forward, but you're awfully cute, and I was just wondering if you have a girlfriend.
Why? Do you have a granddaughter my age?
Ah! Granddaughter? Granddaughter? Are you freaking kidding me?
Janice does not know whether to be insulted, mad, or cry. Sandy, overhearing the conversation, rushes over.
Oh my God, what are you thinking? That kid's probably 15 years old. Are you trying to get arrested? Holy crap!
Sandy, what the hell? He just asked if I had a granddaughter.
Jan, you're in your 60s, for God's sakes. You can't hit on teenage guys. Oh, for God's sakes. Your hair is gray, which reminds me, we have to do something about that immediately. Hey, just calm down, and tomorrow is hair dye and shopping day. Hell, I didn't ever think she'd hit on the pizza guy. That really caught me off guard. Wait till I tell Mom. Wait till she hears this one.
Well, we now know that even though she's been in a coma for a very, very long time, Jan is apparently in need of some male companionship. Tune in again for the next episode of 47 Years Later and Jan's Makeover.
With all the changes through time, there's one thing that hasn't changed a bit.
What?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, everybody still loves pizza. Oh, and one other thing. Being attracted to cute guys.
Well, that's two things.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, I'll tell you what's not right.
What?
One day you're looking in the mirror and see the face of a girl only 1 year older than when she got her driver's license. The next day, you're looking in the mirror and you see the face of a woman 1 year shy of collecting her first Social Security check. Sounds like a serious makeover is in order. Let's listen in and find out if it works. In our series of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. In our last episode, Sandy learned while taking Janice out for pizza that in Janice's mind, she still thinks, feels, and acts like she's 17 years old. Well, we all know that she's not. The reality is, she's in her 60s and is very much in need of a makeover if she wants to try and get a boyfriend.
You know, Jan, you really freaked me out yesterday at the pizza place hitting on that high school kid.
I know. I'm sorry. But he was so cute. And you have to remember, I keep forgetting how old I really am. My head says I'm still in high school. But then I look in the mirror, and I see this really old lady.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, too. I keep forgetting how hard this must be for you to have missed 47 years of life. Look, I'm going to take you for a makeover today.
A makeover? What in the hell is a makeover?
You know, I guess you don't know that term. It means I'm taking you to get your hair dyed, a new hairstyle, updated makeup, and a few hot new outfits. Then we can start looking for a hot guy that's more age-appropriate for you.
Gee, thanks, Sandy. That's so cool. But, well, it's going to take me a while to think of guys my age as attractive.
Not if he's really hot, and even better if he owns his own company and he's loaded.
You want me to date a drunk?
No, I meant loaded as in rich. Oh. You couldn't have forgotten that term. Remember when you had that crush on that college professor years ago?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He was old, but he was really hot, hot, hot. Well, actually, there was more to that than I ever told you.
What? Get out of here. Yeah. You were like 16 years old at the time, and if Mom and Dad knew, they would have killed you. But, you know, just start remembering him and start thinking along those lines.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still around.
No, he's probably dead. Hey, let's have a party and invite a few of our high school friends so you can see what they look like now. Oh, better yet, let's look up some of your classmates on Facebook. Then you can see their picture before the party.
Oh, there's a book? There's a book that just shows everyone's faces? How do they get everyone's pictures? Well, that's crazy. Why would anyone buy a book full of faces? And with new babies and people moving, well, how do they keep it current? Do they do this all over the world?
Well, it's a computer thing.
Oh, God. Not that computer stuff again.
Look, first a makeover, then we start working on the computer. Well, off they went in Sandy's car.
Hey, Sandy, I've noticed some things while you've been driving. Where are the phone booths and the mailboxes on the corners?
Gone. Gee, to tell you the truth, I don't even remember them going out.
Oh, yeah. I remember you taught me about cell phones, but what about the mail?
You have to take it to the post office, or there are stores in the strip malls called PostNet, or you just leave the letters by your mailbox and the mailman picks them up when he delivers the mail.
Damn. Is anything still the same?
Yes. You're my sister and I love you and I promise to get you up to speed in life. Hey, here we are. Okay, little sister, get ready to look like a hot chick in her 60s.
I guess I have to transform from the 60s to my 60s.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, the girls spent hours getting Janice transformed, and yes, she looks super hot.
Sandy, put down your wine girlfriend and get in here and see your sister. We're all done. And if I do say so myself, this is one of the best makeovers I've ever done.
Damn, you look great.
Yeah, I really like myself. Can't wait to show Mom and Dad.
And when we plan a party now, you'll be the envy of every woman there, and every guy will be checking you out instead of his date.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
By the way, while I was having my makeup done, some guy poked his head in here, and he asked for you. He's a nice-looking guy. Who was that?
Oh, that was Mark. Well, I've kind of been seeing him a little, but don't say anything to Mom and Dad. You know how Mom gets. She'll have me walking down the aisle next week.
Ah, kind of seeing him? Good. Then I have a shot.
Hey, Jen, that's not funny.
Remember when you stole a guy from me?
When?
Tony Palmisano.
That was in grade school.
I can still remember.
Cut it out.
Make me.
Now, really, stop.
Yeah, I've missed the stuff with you. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Come on. Come on. Come on now. Don't you even think about...
Is Janice just kidding? Wow, she's getting in the groove of life and back to her old self rather quickly, don't you think? Well, Jan, look up her old professor, who's probably in his 80s, or dead by now. Or does she find a new man of her own? Let's hope she doesn't make a play for Mark. Tune in again to see what happens in the next episode of 47 Years Later.
Wow, I had forgotten how much fun we had recording that episode. But who needs a makeover when you have an older sister to give a hard time to?
Yeah, I can't wait for Marathon 3. Until then, listen to all of our shows from the Babes on babesinvoiceland.com, Apple Podcast, and wwdbtv.com. See you soon.